DM, digest, sender, all the above, who's here randomly, not for any event that would be this weekend. And
let's see you there.
What event? I don't know what you're talking about.
There's an event this weekend?
So we want to welcome Yonatan Shai Freeman, who's here to grace us with his wonderful words.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, the wonderful host, Jesse, the honorary Gush guy, I guess, yeah. So, in this week's question, you have the Mitzora. Mitzora spoke Lashon Hara. You got Sarat. And so the Torah tells us what to do for this Mitzora. What should he do? He has to shave certain parts of his body, uncover certain parts of his body, let certain parts of his body grow. He has to go out of the machane. He has to bring korbanos. Like, there's a whole bunch of things he has to do. Why is there so many things, so many different aspects? The Nitziv actually says that, you know, not just anybody got sarat. Specific people got sarat. You had to be on a certain madriga. Not just every person who's, you know, Chazal tells us it's because of Lashon Hara. Lots of people spoke Lashon Hara and didn't get Sarat. It was only on a certain madriga they got. That's why it might not happen now. We're not on a madriga. It was a certain madriga of a person who did something wrong, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave him a little hint, like, back off. You should be doing better than that. And then he had to do Sarat. So then Tziv says, with that in mind, we can understand why there's so many different parts of this. Some of it is to do tshuva for the chait. You did something wrong, you spoke Lashon Hara, okay, we have to rectify the situation. But you know what? You're a good person. You got sarat. That shows you're on a certain madriga. So now you're on that madriga, and you spoke Lashon Hara. So you know what? There's an aspect of Chil Hashem involved. Maybe you have to be sent out of a machane. That could be a kapara for the Chil Hashem. It's not just to fix the sin of what you did, but also to fix the ramifications of now people see a person, wow, this chashev person got saras, there's a Chil Hashem involved, and that has to be fixed as well. There's a, when you're a certain type of person on a certain type of level, we expect more of you. And when you fail to meet that standard, so there's a Chil Hashem, and that's a problem, and therefore a separate way to rectify that damage. That's why there's all the different parts of the Mitzvah. And I think that's an important lesson to keep in mind as you guys are approaching a short Bein HaZmanim. Because one of the things you do in any good environment, in a wonderful yeshiva environment like the ones you find yourselves in, so you are working to better yourselves as Ovdei Hashem, and to learn as much Torah as possible, and to daven properly. And so you go to Seder and you work on learning and growing. So that's not supposed to stop during Bein HaZmanim. Now, I'm not saying that, yes, if you learn these long 5-hour Seders and learn 10 hours a day during the Zman, so that's what you're supposed to do during Bein HaZmanim. It would be hypocritical of me to tell you that's what you're supposed to be doing with your Bein HaZmanim. I remember Rav Tabori once said that he walked out of the last year before Bein HaZmanim, and Dr. Grach was one of his fellow students, and he said to him, dude, you have some serious siddurim planned for how much you're going to learn now that you have Bein HaZmanim. And he's like, when I learn, I learn. But when I vacation, I vacation. That was his line. Okay, but nonetheless, without undoing everything I just said in this Torah, there's a certain amount that we're supposed to be making sure that still happens during our Bein HaZmanim. Meaning, if we shouldn't go a day without Torah. But also, like the Gemara in Yoma tells us in the Rambam Paskins, Tamidei Chachamim, and in this will count all B'nai Torah, all Yeshiva Bachrim, so people look to you as role models and examples of what you're supposed to be doing. And therefore, the eyes are on you during Ben Azmana. So when all of a sudden the shuls that generally don't have a minion past 8:40, and now it's Ben Azmana, and there's 9 o'clock and 9:20 minions that are very full of yeshiva bachurim, there's a little bit of a chil Hashem there. Because you're supposed to be setting the example of what it means to be a Ben Torah, what it means to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu means doing something that we don't want to be doing for ourselves, who wants to wake up in the morning. So we do that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get up, and when we get up at 9 o'clock and everybody else has to get up earlier, there's a little bit there. So it's making sure that we take that which we work on all Zman and all year long, and making sure that that doesn't get thrown completely out of the window for Ben Azmana. And that's true in a lot of areas that, you know, some of you are going to go see your families, especially the those who, you know, it's a very New York-centric thing to say, but the out-of-towners. So you might be seeing your family, so, and you don't see them as often. So when you're with them at the Seder, this is your time to shine. Your family doesn't get to see you. Let them see what it is, the Ben Torah that you've become, that you worked so hard to become, both in your time in Yeshiva, where I work, and in your time here in Yeshiva University, that you chose to go here to learn so that you can continue your growth and continue to be a better person. And you have to make sure that you show up to with the Brit Torah and singing for your Seder to make it a much better environment for your whole family, and that's what's expected of you. And if you don't, that's what we see in the Netziv. The Netziv is saying, it's not just that which you did bad, it's the ramifications of now you're looked at as the paradigm or example of what an Ovid Hashem is, and when you mess up, when you're worse, it's so much worse. So this is supposed to be not just Musar v'chizuk, Cholon Chizuk, Cholon Musar doesn't have as good an alliteration, so you should be mechazik. You should, you should take from the wonderful environment you have here, the wonderful, warm chaver you have there with, late night chillins, and take that strength and use it. Continue going strong throughout Ben Azmanin. And thanks again for hosting me.
Yeah. 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 A5 check on the way out.